Getting citizenship can be a long and expensive legal process for many. But in 2002, President Bush signed an executive order that makes it much easier if the applicant was in the U.S. Armed Services on or after September 11, 2001. More than 26,000 service members have already taken advantage of it. NPR's Marisa Peñalosa tells us about one of them, who lives in the Boston area. Jose Rodriguez is from Angola. That African nation erupted into civil war after winning independence from Portugal in the 1970s. Rodriguez came to this country and spent 4 years on active duty with the U.S. Marine Corps.
Jose Rodriguez recited the oath of citizenship on December 12th. And when he got to this line, he knew exactly what it meant.
That I will bear arms on behalf of the United States.
Rodriguez doesn't have to prove he would defend the U.S. He's already done it, twice, as a Marine in Iraq.
The first time I went there was in 2003 for the invasion. I was in Nazaria with 1st Battalion, 2nd Marines. And the second time I went there was 2004. You know, it's more like peacekeeping. So we had to kind of like go on patrols and, you know. So both times were different.
He says the U.S. had been generous to him and his family, and he felt it was time to give back. Rodriguez lives in Brockton, Massachusetts, with his parents and younger sister. This town was once a booming manufacturing center. It became famous for making boots for Union troops during the Civil War. But like many industrial towns in New England, the economy here took a downturn. The morning of Rodriguez's citizenship ceremony is chilly. We drive to Lowell, about an hour north. Rodriguez is at the wheel of his sister's black Infiniti SUV. Two high school buddies are in the back seat, coffee and donuts in hand. The three grew up speaking Portuguese in Angola, a country in southern Africa with a long history of conflict. Jose Rodriguez came to the U.S. when he was 15. He plays basketball and rides a motorcycle. He says he fit in well with the Marines, but some of his friends there were curious about where he came from.
Yeah, I told them I was born in Angola. Yeah, a lot of them didn't know what that was, you know. Guys from Louisiana used to tell me, what? That's a prison. Yeah, that's also where I was born, in Africa.
Now 24, he doesn't like to talk much about what he did in Iraq. He left the Marines in April and is now in trade school. This January, he'll get a degree in heating and air conditioning repair. A big crowd outside Lowell Memorial Auditorium waits for the ceremony to begin. Inside, everyone gets checked.
I need to see your permanent residency card. Okay, Jose, has there been any changes since your interview?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
The auditorium is dressed for the occasion. A huge American flag is a backdrop. Engraved in the wall above, gold letters read, Liberty to All. Rodriguez seems a bit overwhelmed. His 6'2" frame looks smaller here. But he stands tall when Judge Mark Wolf calls the participants' country of origin.
Afghanistan, Albania, Algeria, Angola.
Soon after, Judge Wolf declares Rodriguez and the others citizens of the United States. Back home in Brockton, Rodriguez's mother, Maria, cooks fish with capers, Portuguese style. She gives her boy a big hug when he walks in the door. The Rodriguez's emigrated from Angola in 1998. The family waited 15 years for a U.S. visa. She and her husband became citizens earlier this year. She says she's proud of her son, and she keeps his uniform in her bedroom closet.
That's my dress blues the Marines are famous for.
Rodriguez lightens up and it seems easier for him to talk. He says he's thankful to be home. Some of his friends were killed. And even though he's now officially an American, he says he doesn't feel any different today.
Just because, you know, I got a paper that says I'm American now. You know, I'll be happy, you know, I wanted that. But, you know, I felt American, you know, already.
He chooses his words carefully to explain his feelings. He says becoming an American is a long process, learning the language, embracing the culture, and fighting for his adopted country. It takes time. And he did all that long before reciting the oath. Marisa Peñalosa, NPR News.